Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. and we have Gary Richard Arnold here, the second hour on Thursdays. Gary, lots of things going on. I'm looking at the interviews here, and of course, at the head of the pack in terms of the demon rats is Bernie Sanderclaus. In other words, he's an obvious communist, socialist, and they have dark alliances with the billionaires, by the way, and the globalist bankers. He totally, like all other Democrats, supports what I call humanicide or embryocide or destroying the fetus at birth, saying it's the operation between the mother and the doctor. No, it's not. The baby is genetically distinct from the mother. And at the moment of conception, I call it the moment or the moment of human existence or the moment of conception is the moment when you're actually born. You're delivered. Your date of delivery is not the date of birth. Date of birth is the date you're conceived as an embryo, genetically distinct from the mother. The problem is that now, if you're black, it's made a black woman irresponsible, and white and Hispanic women little less irresponsible. It's still irresponsible. So they have multiple pregnancies, so that the average black baby is 5 times more likely to be aborted in utero, say, in New York State, than the average white or Hispanic. We have a situation where Bernie Sanderclaus is pushing for health care for everybody, but he wants to tamper with a system that basically there's a degree of inertia, kinetic inertia of the health care system that requires you to fix underlying problems like the trial lawyers, which are tied to the Democrats, the big pharma drug companies, which are tied to the Democrats, and the big hospital systems, which are giant corporations that are larger than all the other corporations on the planet, the health care system in America. And at the same time, he doesn't want to protect the human race. He wants to import people like all the Democrats, have open borders. But they don't want to protect the unborn. And in fact, it turns out, since they put an abortion, they probably murdered more black little babies in utero than they have the entire population that exists in America. So I'm pretty disgusted with the Democrats. I understand that Donald Trump needs to be more strident in terms of what he's doing. Right now he's under a lot of attacks by Nadler, which we want to get into as well, and by the demon rats. What I see happening is basically an open coup, because Trump doesn't fit any mold. He doesn't fit the mold of the right or the left. He is screwing up by pushing things like 5G network and recycled water that can be toxic. But otherwise, he's trying to stumble through to do something right, even though a lot of his advisors are CFR and globalists. And if he had people like you and I 20 minutes a week, he'd probably make better decisions rather than doing stupid decisions, whether it's coming up with a health plan with points that'll fix it, or fixing the border, or cleaning up the drug cartels and the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA, and these criminal prosecutions that need to proceed against the Department of Justice and the FBI. They need to do the perp walk, right up to Jeff Bezos, and right up to Obama and Valerie Jarrett. So we have a lot of issues to talk about today. But this election, 2020, in a year and a half, is going to decide whether or not we're going to have a massive protection of the right of infant murder in utero, a massive control freak system of total health care control of before birth and at the end of life, death by the state. We're going to have a massive increase in surge of people from other countries all over the world. In fact, the people coming across the border are not just Mexicans and Central Americans. They're from 50 countries. We're having a homogenization, which the globalists are doing in Europe, very effectively destroying France. A lot of bad things are happening because we're at the time of the end of the secular age, and a lot of people want to think we're conspiracy theorists when their own eyes, if they're open, could see it plainly. And you've got lots of good documents on your site, which is news-expose.org. I'd like you to kind of get into this today. The first issue I want to open up is this right to life issue. And when I contacted the Life League of Southern California, they're Catholic. I got a call back from producer, one of the producers over there in Florida, and they were all very offended that I actually made comments against the Pope in the meeting in 2016 with Barack Obama and 72 world leaders announcing the New World Order and the Paris Accord and the Green New Deal kind of precursor. And I said, you know, the fact is the Pope's not a Christian. And he got very offended. I said, you know, I was raised a Roman Catholic. I was pro-life before I went through all my circumstances, which I'd given my testimony before. But I'm very offended at the fact that even when I traveled to pro-life talks to churches around the country, Catholics were much more pro-life than the Protestants. And, of course, the Muslims are completely pro-life. If you do abortions in an Islamic country, your head and your hands are lopped off before Friday morning prayers. So I want people to start kind of discerning what's going on here. The Democrats have gone so far left now, they want totalitarian control from the moment of conception right to your premature death by the state. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like yourself, I, you know, my parents brought me up through Catholic grade school and almost all of high school, and it was a good education. I mean, by the time I got out of high school and moved over to the final year of high school in a public school, I had, you know, the major requirements for language, science, math, and English, I think. I remember being taught, you know, law, you know, natural law and all kinds of different law. And the books back then, because it was the late 50s, took a stand and actually had chapters in their civics books against communism. Whereas today, I blame the Catholics and the ones that have permeated through there. I think, I forgot which communist, she's a famous lady that ended up testifying against the communists, and how they were going after the seminaries and putting, you know, implanting people into the Catholic Church in order to, you know, create their world government, and that was the days of Dorothy Day and the Catholic Worker and all these other radical billionaire-funded organizations that were turning the Catholic Church into, you know, a key agent of the New World Order.
Oh, yeah, the key agents. In other words, this is where population control, the Pope does, right?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, the present Pope, again, from what I understand, and I know I'm not great on theology at all, but from what I understand, the Jesuits were supposed to be basically the protectors of the Catholic Church, avowing never to be, you know, a Pope or major principles in it. And I understand that, you know, they're breaking their vows, like other ones have vows of, you know, chastity or, becoming a monk someplace and just cutting oneself off from the world. But I thought it was the Jesuits that were, you know, supposed to be mostly the protectors. It is interesting, though, that Cecil Rhodes wanted to model his round table or his secret society in his secret will. He specifically names the Jesuits and the Masons in order to create his Rhodes Scholarship, which has really been, you know, very powerful throughout the Five Eyes, the English-speaking countries, and beyond that, the British Empire itself.
Right.
But, yeah, the Catholics right now are silent. They've been neutralized across the United States. They should be the first ones jumping up about this, and I see zero by their leadership. In fact, a number of Catholic church in this area belong to an outfit. I don't know what it stands for. It's called COPA, some community organization, something or other. And they're run and financed by Saul Alinsky's Industrial Areas Foundation. And so they're right in tow with Leon Panetta, you know, our former head of the CIA and Department of Defense, very active in doing a separate communist state, just like Joseph Pagani or what they call him, John Pepper. In the old days, to have a separate Negro Republic in the South, they're pushing a Western state communist republic right now in the West, and it's being totally hidden.
Right. Well, it's hidden, but it's got a, it's. And the thing that I see is they brought in this this town hall meeting with Bernie Sanderclaus. And, you know, people didn't ask tough enough questions there. They tried to ask, you know, about capitalism and so on when he get money for his book. The real issue comes down to this. How are you going to restructure medicine so that there is autonomy, but it's autonomy between the patient and the doctor, and that we literally save not only the unborn but also the elderly from misadventures by doctors making large profits or doing unnecessary procedures, or drug companies charging massive amounts of drugs for the advancement of a drug and not even allowing it to get to people that are experimental if they've got a serious condition? I think I can hear a little echo in the background, so maybe your speaker's on.
Yeah, let me take that down. Two of them here. I'm rolling around making a final copy or two. I hope to get off to you in a few minutes. Yeah.
So, where I see things going is this election is going to be fought on several things. I wrote two books I released back in 1999 with the Prophecy Club and traveled to 42 cities. One's called Clay and Iron. The other's called Abortion to Armageddon. Now, people don't realize that our world is ruled by God, not by Satan, and he has a temporary permit because he's actually tried to create this artificial scam of the International Monetary Fund and the Federal Reserve System, which is basically under the control of the Vatican. By treaty of 1213, the Vatican believes that they own Britain, and through Britain and Canary Square in New York City, which is the capital of the world, New York City, and the United Nations headquarters, which is just a proxy of the Vatican and the British Empire. Remember, the British Empire is the basis for the United Nations, and the Vatican is in total control of Britain and its functionary, Luciferic Satanists. People don't know this, do they? They don't know the control-down system of the Bar Association. The British Authorized Registry is in every first and second world nation, including Russia and China even, are run by the same people that are run by, ultimately, the Pindar and the Council of 13 Druids, and by the Vatican, the Black Pope. And when I assaulted this person with these facts from Unplanned movie, they said, do not call me back. I said, well, I'm going to say this on the air. I support pro-life, but I don't support you trying to say that your Pope is pro-life, because he's not. He supports globalism. He supports the Green Agenda and the Paris Accord. And you can't have it both ways, can you?
No, it's really a shame.
Well, I think Catholics are waking up. A lot of cardinals, even a lot of Catholic people that are listening, are saying, you know, because to be honest with you, Catholics are much more pro-life than the average Protestant. I had my ear slammed so many times on the phone by willing to bring in coffee and donuts and treats into different churches, and the Catholics are almost always willing to let me come in. You know, once in a while they say, well, we're too busy, but it was rare. But the Protestant slammed the phone in my ear so many times, it was disgusting. I mean, I always thought I was going to lose hearing. I got slammed so many times. No, do not call, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, I'm a doctor, pro-life, trying to talk to your church about pro-life issues. The Protestants don't want to touch this because they're afraid they're going to lose ties if they offend their audience. You need to be offended, people out there. That's why when people turn on my show, I'm thinking, you're turning on and you're going to get truth bombs, just like one of the people watching my video translated over from Pippa, from our radio shows to YouTube, said, Dr. Dick, I've been listening for years to your truth bombs, and thank you. You know, the reason is, this is not easy listening music or talk radio that's going to kind of make you push to one side or tribal group or the other. Both sides.
Yeah, no, this is pretty uncomfortable stuff. And again, the answer is really lays in the people that are listening. They're going to have to find their own best ways to speak up and work up the braveness it takes to.
I'll tell them how they can do it. The first thing I want them to do is get that course, How to Win in Court, and start filing pro se litigant actions against your state on abortion issues or health care issues. And write the letters to the president, like, why don't we have an executive order allowing cross-border competition with insurance carriers? Why don't we have a drug control commission? I put in a request to Senator Scott of Florida, who's now in the commission from the Senate, to get control of drug prices so we're not charged more than Canadians or Europeans. Why don't we have a new system so that, like, Trump put out a new executive order allowed people to get early use of drugs if they got a weird type of treatment or cancer or something before it becomes fully FDA approved because they're dying. He put on an executive order allowed veterans to actually get actions to get to see a doctor so they didn't have to wait until they're dead or sick as hell for the VA. And I've had VA veterans actually cry in my office over the years in practice in multiple states. So what I see happening is Trump can get his act together if he listens, but the Democrats are vile. I mean, everything that comes out of their mouths is what they call them, the demon rats. And even Bernie Sanders Claus, it sounds like he's really, really wants to provide health care to everybody. No, he doesn't. He wants to provide state-controlled health-ish care, which means it'll be stiltified, controlled, and determined, right?
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Well, while we're doing the show, actually, I'm looking at the video without audio of Representative Jim Jordan and Representative Meadows, both Republicans, on the release of the Mueller report. And, of course, there's no indications of either collusion with the Russians or obstruction of justice. Although Trump being a very obviously frustrated, in fact, some of his comments were, my presidency is over, da-da-da, blankety-blank. No wonder he'd be frustrated. This is a coup. And to be honest with you, he should have actually started delicensing media and putting people in jail. The investigation, I think it's going to come out, there's two. There's the Uber report and the Horowitz that are going to come out in the next 6 to 8 weeks. And when they come out, you're going to start seeing prosecutions of the investigators. So some of these people have loaded up the gun for Nadler to have these 11 points to actually go after Trump, saying that he was frustrated, that he was being and wanting to shut down the investigation, but he never did anything. I think you're going to see a lot of them doing the perp walk. They're going to start seeing prosecutions of DOJ, FBI officers, and media. And you're going to start seeing people starting to wear orange jumpsuits and going to prison. They're going to be indicted. The Democrats have a choice. They can either decide to collaborate with Trump on investigation, healthcare, and fixing the things like the Flores report and other things dealing with immigration, or they can decide to investigate the hell out of Trump, and actually we'll probably lose the election for it. It's my prediction that Trump is going to get reelected. I would say about 85 to 95% chance. I think it's very unlikely that Trump will not be elected, and the only other way is maybe he's so stressed out he has a heart attack or stroke. But to be honest with you, I don't see this going well for the Democrats. I think they're going down a very bad pathway that, in a sense, is geopolitical suicide. And they've let extreme elements in the Democratic Party, like Ilhan Omar and AOC, and even all the other Democrats pushing not only abortion to the far, far left, where even regular kind of middle Americans are not interested in that. They don't want totalitarian health care control. When 180 million Americans, including myself, have my own health insurance and Medicare, I want to be able to manage my own health and do not want some pinhead in Washington, D.C., or Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, telling me what I have to do or what vaccines I have to take, or else I can't even get on a plane. And people say, oh, no, that won't happen. I said, are you kidding me? I said, long after Bernie Sanders Claus is dead, which he will be because he's an old guy, the totalitarian state he leaves is going to get more and more control and cinch down on people, just like I saw in Canada. They had good intentions when they first brought Canadian health care in after they saw what happened in Nova Scotia and Manitoba. And Canadian health care is disgusting now. It cinches down and prevents innovative care. When they decided that they were going to try to see if they could find an excuse to kill both my parents when my father had a heart attack, my mother had a stroke, they called my brother rather than calling me at the hospital, even though they knew I was there as a physician and an internist and an intensivist. And they gave them lethal injections and killed them, because that's what you'll get under Bernie Sanders Claus care. But I think people don't understand the reason they want a totalitarian takeover of the left is there's also officers on the right, Republicans, in the Senate and the House, that are voting with the Democrats, just like they voted against Donald Trump's declaration of an emergency on the border. Of course there is one. That's why he had to get rid of his DHS lady, because she was defending a law that's an ass. This Flores and other things. You have to say, look, what Trump is doing, which is good, is he's going to close the border so he can only declare amnesty, right, or try asylum at the border crossings. That's good. That'll shut down the drug cartels and the people that are actually bringing in kids and people that if you don't declare there, you're not going to get through the declaration process. And he needs to start busing these people back. So if I was able to instruct Trump, he would improve his presidency dramatically. He would put the notice on order of the media, we're going to delicense your agencies, your CNN, MSNBC, and Washington Post, and put baby Bezos in jail. Some of the things he's actually personally approved of. But I want to see the defense of the unborn. I want to see Trump actually declare he's a full-fledged Christian, along with Mike Pence, who is a Christian. And I want to see a law on the books, not just like the Texas law that will outlaw abortion from the moment of conception. I don't want to see a heartbeat bill. It makes abortionists have an excuse in six states. And two of those states have already been struck down by attorneys and judges. Judges have no freaking right to strike down a law put together by the legislature, even if it's not perfect, like these heartbeat bills, dramatically reduced abortion but not eliminate it. What we need to do is eliminate it. It's evil. In fact, it's destroying women who figure that they can behave in lascivious sexual manners and just simply have an abortion if they get a sexual encounter that causes a pregnancy. And eventually makes them very unlikely to actually bond with their husband or their children afterwards. Many of them become sterile. And many of them, if they have a health problem, will have abnormal attachment of the placenta, so they can get an abnormal bleeding problem like a low attached placenta called placenta previa caused by a previous abortion. People don't know these facts. There is no medical indication for abortion. None. No psychiatric, no medical. And even in the case of incest, my actual previous pastor that I had back in Nova Scotia was a product of incest. So if you're going to say, well, that baby didn't offend or deserve to die, what we have to understand is we don't defend humanity from the moment of conception. There won't be a human race, because it'll be a transhuman race in the future. It'll be genetically engineered and become fused with the supernet, with their technology. They want to make us merged like Ray Kurzweil with the internet. People don't know this, do they? They will try to ignore it and think that, well, Bernie Sanders Claus is going to give us free health care. Free. There's nothing free in this world. There's always a price, and the price the demon rats want is much higher than what Bernie Sanders Claus, with his angry eyes, is going to say, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we get this way back from Charles Merriam again, the dean of Fields, who was a hardcore communist, Frederick Fields, department store. It's interesting. Sears heirs are also heavily involved in the New World Order. And then Rockefeller. But Charles Merriam was talking about changing people, using their glands in every subtle, imperceivable move in order to create, beasts of burden or whatever they wanted. They talked about all of this way before the technology was here, way back in the 30s. And that's what they advocated.
Do you know why they knew about that?
Because
they're
right?
They have to understand this, and I'm going to explain this to people. Our intel agencies are occult agencies. You know that, right?
Yeah.
The Thule Society, which is a German agency, were basically agents of wizards. And they were actually channeling transdimensional entities to get technology, including anti-gravitonics with the Society of the Bell, and even the rocket technology, and they're actually channeling information about the future and technology because they knew it was coming. For example, Adolf Hitler did hundreds of thousands of experiments with limb transplants and eye color changes, and he was trying to kind of muster, even before the discovery of Watson and Crick and the DNA genetic engineering. He wanted to do that. Now, we have those technologies now. We have CRISPR-Cas9 technology. They tried to recruit me to work with DARPA 41 years ago with the VA hospital and the UCLA to work not only with the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Immunology Lab, but also DARPA to create Super Soldier with genetically engineered genes inserted from actin myosin from jackals to make them 12 times stronger than human, and have magnetronic non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmets to make them a cyborg warrior swarm. You have to understand where we're going is very, very evil, and the population tries to pretend that people like me are either a pariah or I'm deep state like the Webbot Project or some moron back in 1999 said I'm literally the Antichrist. No, we are Christians. We are believers. We're part of the body of healers with the bomb for your eyes and ears. And society can't ignore us because there's only one truth, not a zillion alternative truths. Bernie Sanders Claus is not full of truth. He identifies a problem, but his way of approaching the problem is dastardly evil. I mean, the guy was married in Soviet Union. I mean, him and his wife. You have to understand where things are going here, that all of these leftists and the right people, for their PNAC people and bank, Republicans, we call rhinos, they're all basically globalists that want to be under Luciferic totalitarian control state. Here on the bad side, Trump is basically upsetting both sides of it, but they're trying to co-opt him to some extent, because they got him to push for the 5G network and recycle water. And he's not looking at primary water. He's not even fixing the border properly. I could fix it tomorrow. I put a cyber wall up, which would take 2 months maximum. I would, what they're doing now, which is smart to me, allow only asylum seekers to actually file for asylum at the border. I'd put them into custody so they can't leave. I'd put them in either a military base or some other place like that. And then I would make sure that I'd bus everybody else back to their home country safely. And then I'd clean out the drug cartels in their home country by killing the cartels and their billionaires. And I'd clean out the SAD. I'd actually take every officer of the Special Activity Division, and I'd put the guys under investigation, and I would jail and or execute them. I would declare, if necessary, a state of martial law. I would put a stop to all this crap by Nadler and so on, trying to actually further screw up the last year and a half of Donald Trump's first term president. And Donald Trump, by the way, needs us to actually witness to him. So we can hold his hand and man can become a real-life Christian. I call him, go from Trumpinocchio to real-life Christian. He's supporting and always mentions God over and over again, but does he read his Bible? Does he quote scriptures? Does he admit to the sins he's done in the past? No. But he's getting close. And in fact, maybe this is going to push him to the point where he finally will make a decision, because he's going to lose his base if he doesn't come up with solutions to the healthcare issue. And there are solutions that are simple and don't involve a totalitarian police state of the healthcare system, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the invasion is so extreme, too. I think we've had it. He's got every reason in the world to go after these the treason of the separation of the West. I mean, these people are deeply involved. It'll take out a lot of those multinationals that control the media out of Silicon Valley, because they're, heck, if I can figure this stuff out, so can some of the intelligence.
Well, I'm sure a lot of these Silicon Valley people are working directly with doing laboratories like in China to rate Chinese citizens. You know, there's 13 million Chinese that are basically non-citizens now? 13 million plus, and it's increasing every day.
Right. All you have to do is look at the map of France and all the Catholic churches that were burned in the last 18 months. And, I mean, the attack is on family, you know, religion, and that's it. I mean, they're creating the template for both the Illuminati and the Communist Party, and you know, these New Agers that have no basis. Everything is relative, which means they just have to believe what the newspapers say next.
Well, I don't think the public, I think actually even millennials and post-millennials are getting wiser. That's why even Muslims like Ilhan Omar, who's a Muslim involved in a mind control system called Islam, raises the question, some people did something. The reason is she's read enough and seen enough videos. She probably understands that Muslims did not, and I can say this categorically, did not do 9/11. I can tell you specifically who it was. It was the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, under George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, who contracted for the Israeli Mossad Nuclear Division to put micro-nukes in the building and RDX to cut the outside joists, along with possibly super thermite, and the only nation researching super thermite for demolition is Israel. Period. That's a fact.
Yeah, well, we have probably have with Sean Hannity's out there, you know, calling people that think there's a conspiracy about 9/11, tinfoil hats and conspiracy people, he's meshing all of this artificial false information, which, you know, fits the globalist plan. So
Hannity's actually causing a disservice, and I'll tell you why, because Hannity just thinks that if he's sufficiently close to Trump, he can protect Trump. He can't protect Trump with lies. 9/11 was an inside job, so was Oklahoma City. They fired and gave me death threats. This is not open to opinion, people out there. You might think, well, I'm going to call it. I'm going to tell off that Deagle. Do it. I double dog dare you to do it. You call into the studio right now, and I'll give you the number if you feel wise enough. 844-769-2944. If you don't have the cojones to call in live, email or contact me. I have stupid people that send me all kinds of stuff once in a while. And it's suicidally stupid, because, to be honest with you, with their health, and they're dealing with a healthcare system that's pretty screwed up, because there's no money in it to make people well or live longer and not need medical care.
Well,
there's no money
in
it to not be on multiple drugs or surgical procedures. If someone could live well, I just talked to you yesterday to Jonathan Gray. He's 86, and he's not on any drugs, and he's in perfect health, and so is his wife. He's ruining the healthcare system. He's not making them any money in New Zealand. Well, the same thing here. They want you to die well and die poor and make the healthcare system very rich while they kill you and make certain you don't live to be 100 or 120, and they use their wisdom to pass on to your children or grandchildren and society. In the state of Georgia, which is south of the Caucasus Mountains, there's two seats for people who have to be 100 years old and of normal mental capacity in order to sit there. They have 100 times more centenarians than we do because their diet's different and they have glacial milk that remineralizes their body. Guess what? Here in America, with all the money we spend, our healthcare system is killing us. Killing us.
Yeah.
Just like that song.
Money.
Yeah, yeah. Killing us softly with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. We'll be back in a moment with more, but Trump needs to be more Trumpian, I think, and needs to actually have a full conversion. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer,
lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
But I believe the world
And back, well, by the way, our big sale is risen is the code at checkout. Do order your supplements now, and you're getting 7% off. We also have 7% off savings, even on our previous sale prices of multi-packs and on our Lumen pads. We have also announced this week the arrival of the Cell Vital Rejuvenation Machine. We have the Sonic Life, the Desilla Violet Ray Machine. We have Mild Hyperbarics. All of these, by the way, I can provide you documentation, have a total write-off against your taxes for your supplements and your technology for resurrection of your body and your health. And those are available today. You can go to Shop by Products, go down to the Diagnostic and Therapeutic to look up the QRS mat, which we have. We're going to probably be reselling some of the older mats. And we have now the new Cell Vital machine and technology for your eyes, your head, and specific acupoints. And, of course, we have the supplements, which are the very best topical supplements, oral supplements in the world, are transdermal creams for male hormone and female hormone, for example, are the most amazing. We have ProMag cooling pain relief gel and energizing mineral gel from the, I call it the Sea of Life in Israel. And, of course, the code is RISEN, R-I-S-E-N, at checkout to save 7% on top of previous sale prices. And all of our shipping has always been free in the USA over $99. No charge at all. And if you send a check or money order, it's always free, even for just one bottle of something. So do rely on our help. I can provide free pre-starter protocols by phone or email to get you started. If you require a consult, I'll advise you on that, and I can review and send lab test kits to you, review X-ray, MRI. I do a video review on telemedicine anywhere in the world. You can be in Germany, South Africa, Tokyo. It doesn't matter where. I have patients everywhere now. And I have doctors that I train. So those are all available. And if you want help, do contact us. It's the sale is going to go on to next week through the holidays, through Good Friday, Passover Saturday, and Easter Sunday, and into next week. So do place your orders now or call 888-212-8871. So Gary, let's get back to this story. I'm watching right now, without sound, Herman Cain responds to the sexual harassment allegations, I guess, that were going on against him that were happening. Of course, the same thing goes on with the left and the media get away with far too much. I don't want to see this dance in public anymore. I'm sick and tired of watching news that is either the harassment of Donald Trump or the totally ignoring Hillary Clinton and all the evil that's been done, you know, bleach spit and smashing cell phones and so on, and the corruption of the media, the Department of Justice, Department of FBI. And we know that the drug cartels are run by the Special Activity Division of the CIA, and even the geopolitical policies of Saudi Arabia and Israel, ultimately run by our agencies and globalists that even run Europe. People don't realize the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the United Nations and so on are running this superstate Europe, which is basically suppressing the rights of individual citizens for representative government in various countries in Europe. It's all part of the globalist scheme thought by and controlled through the British Empire, ultimately by the Vatican, and above them by the Druidic Council of 13 that runs this earth for Satan. People don't realize that. They think
well,
they're
what
making
you're watching there with Herman Cain is most people don't know that he used to work with the Federal Reserve, and he's a trainee or a companion. His picture is seen many times with C. Boyden Gray, who his father, you know, created naval intelligence and was involved with all these globalist moves to knock out independent countries and make them soft for the Federal Reserves and the bankers to go in and do their exchange rates and their financial statistical back and forth.
Right.
But this is all we get out of them. We get, eating sugar babies for the right wing or the constitutionalists or the libertarians. You think you hear somebody on your side, but they have no answers, and they're working with the wrong guys. Just
right.
Like Sean Hannity, you know, he can deliver up enough truth, like anybody can quote, you know, four or five of the Ten Commandments. But you also have to point out there's an enemy out there that's trying to kill you. You could sit there. With a cross in front of you and a bowl of holy water and your hands in prayer, and if you don't understand there's an enemy out there that's coming to kill you and your family, and that's not going to do you much good except maybe get you to heaven. But I'm not sure God made us to be sacrificial humans to people that are barbaric.
The problem I see is both the media and the government control. Even I refer to it various ways. One of the terms I use is the laocracy. It's part of my word salad dictionary that I have in iron. Of the Jews lying to us, for example, the Roman Catholic Church backed up through this local Life League the movie on plan, but the Pope himself is believing in population control because he approved it 3 years ago in the conference in 2016 with 72 world leaders and Barack Obama, the Paris Climate Accord, and which is basically a precursor to the Green New Deal, which is not a Green New Deal, it's an old deal, to have totalitarian population reduction, including backing abortion and population sterilization and elimination.
Well, look at all the trafficking going right under his own nose. I mean, my God, you know, that should be enough to stop the caravans or the immigration invasion. The other thing you have to look at with these bankers now, Chase Manhattan Bank has shut off, what was his name, Veritas. Who's been entering left-wing and communist and banker organizations and reporting the information. So they just shut off his funds. I mean, the censorship is outrageous. Locally, our Freedom Forum that's been, out here for 12 years has just been given notice to that we've got only two more meetings and we'll have to find a new place. And this is the outfit whose lives and property were threatened by two boards of supervisors that are part of the Panetta machine. I mean, these guys are horrific, and people are allowing it to happen. I mean, and then again, the newspapers are naturally on their side. You can't even, to talk about the media is just to talk about your enemy.
Well, the enemy of the media is becoming us now. Just last almost a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago now, I joined with to get my podcast everywhere on Pippa. Now, if I go to Pippa, it's getting it everywhere. I mean, I get it now. My Pippa gets it out to not only our WordPress site and to Spotify, but Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, I'm getting it shared everywhere. And, you know, the thing is that people are surprised because we have a lot of good information. And information that can be validated in the public open media, plus we have documents and we have interviews and we have people that have first-hand witnesses. And you give specific names, like, for example, if you go to your website, news-expose.org, people can actually look up and see the actual documents and names of these globalists. Look at people like Swalwell. I even have the documents from our guy that was just recently arrested in Britain from the Ecuadorian embassy that sent me his documents. He sent them directly to me. I've got them. Of hundreds of documents. Including the actual oath, massage. Even the oath that they take, that Swalwell took, as a high-level Mason here in California to act as a... And a guy, everything comes out of this guy's mouth is disgusting.
When we went to his office, we showed him all like communist connections for Leon Panetta. That's why I'm trying to get our editor up and working. We got the person accepting the specific information. He also belongs to a secret society that was founded in Yale, and the Latin term is the cause is hidden, is a literal translation. So these people that are either dual citizens or have their loyalty dedicated to some occult secret society should not be in office ever.
Right. Exactly. In fact, what we should do is we should know if they're in a secret order, they should never be in any political society on any side. We also should realize all the foreign governments we deal with, including the Chinese and Russians, have their own secret orders. We should also not be interacting with them.
Exactly. If you're involved in a tong or something like that, let's just forget about you.
The same, by the way, with Russia or even Muslims. And a lot of people don't realize there's a religious secret orders like the people like Ray Kurzweil and the transhumanists. They're tied to all kinds of billionaires with plans that they're going to merge with technology and be genetically engineered so they can, quote, live forever in some kind of cyberspace. People don't realize the bizarre stuff that's happening. They think we're making all this up, and I'm thinking, and they're afraid to even challenge because they're afraid that we might actually prove them wrong or change their worldview. They're actually terrified to even call into the show or confront me.
Well, 170 years ago, there was an anti-Masonic party that, that started in the late teens and the 1820s. And, you know, they got a lot of people elected to the legislature, and I think one or two of them ended up as a president. But, you know, people, if they get off their damn rear end and do some stuff, inform themselves, but they got to speak up. They got to run for office right now in California. You need to start signing up for office.
Here's the problem I see. It's beyond running for office, because the offices are pretty well all controlled. They blend tribalized into one group or another. That's why we have party control and so on. I want pro se litigant action against the officers, against the corporations, and I want to move toward autonomy. The problem is, if we have personal autonomy, including the ability to maintain wealth, so you don't have a wealth tax when you pass on your assets to your children, or you can't automatically inflate the currency so they can literally make your grandchildren pay for the debt for the giant military they have. We don't have a military that defends us. We have a military that offends and kills other people. And we have no defense against Russia or geoclimatic changes or even a bioweapon. I mean, if I was a bad guy, I can make a bioweapon for about $1,000. That would kill most Americans in a couple weeks. Okay? I have those kind of skill sets. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you couldn't do that. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. Just like I don't want to release scalar technology to the general public that'll use it for evil, or the DARPA. But I'm going to tell you that you have to understand these people don't have restraints. And they do want to enslave the human race and kill most of us. And people want to make it up. They think, well, Bernie is trying to give us health care. No, Bernie's trying to get total control, because he's a control-freak communist. Communists are atheists. In fact, he calls himself a Jew. He's not a Jew. The word Jew means praiser. And all the demon rats are, and all the Rhino Republicans that believe in their version of the right side of control with the shine that they pretend they're Christians, they're not. Just look at the Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. They both claim to be Christians, but they supported Planned Parenthood getting more money the last year, and they're going to do it the same this year, aren't they?
Yeah, no, it's a parallel reality that's been running most of the world. And in fact, it was McKinsey and Associates when Tony Blair got elected to the Labor government. They just went in and picked the people, just like we see our cabinets picked by the Council on Foreign Relations. There's an ongoing, steady, thriving overall parallel operation, and self-government is the game. The Punch and Judy show we see as left, right, Republican, and Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah, and what I see also is that they want to maintain this dance back and forth, too, because even while Trump is being persecuted by the Democrats and the media, he's also screwing up and doing things like 5G network and recycled water. He's not really handling the border correctly. He's starting to get some ideas. Obviously, some people getting rid of this female head of DHS was a good idea. But closing down the idea of sanctuary and busing people back to their home country is smart. It'll stop the drug cartels getting large amounts of money from people trying to escape Central America. And then we need to start killing the drug cartels. We could send our troops to the southern Mexican-Guatemalan border. We could send our troops and their aircraft and so on to kill the drug cartels in their own, you know, mountain-high places where they're doing all these drugs. And then we can actually seize their bank accounts. For example, the money for the Chapo could pay for the wall. That Chapo money, by the way,
is expanding tent cities in Santa Cruz, which are actually feeding the CIA. You know, they're bringing in drugs over the border. What used to be the Golden Triangle or Afghanistan.
Right.
It's part of the infusion of illness and death to the United States, and to keep our minds off of the big kill, the Georgia Guidestones Protocol.
Exactly, which is coming, by the way. They want to kill 90% of us plus in the Vatican. And Bernie Sanders are involved in that kill, aren't they?